We read a great interest piece in the Irish Examiner this week from Richard Hogan, who talked about taking that decision not to go abroad, not to be sweltering on the south coast of Spain or France or in Italy for the summer, and to stick close to home. And it was one of the best family holidays he's ever had. And he's with me on the line. Richard, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Listen, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about this. You made
not
that
all.
Decision. And do you know what? It's funny. We wouldn't even be talking about this only for the temperatures we've seen in Spain and in France and in Italy, the Mediterranean, really, over the last two or three summers. It's now an active question, isn't it? Will I stay at home or will I go somewhere a little bit cooler rather than chancing the sweltering beaches of the Costa de whatever? That was your thinking, and you stayed at home.
Yeah, well, do you know what? What the reality is, we live in an incredibly beautiful country. And I think we can lose sight of that. And we often hear a lot of negative things about Ireland, you know, in the media and all the rest of it. But we live in this, we live in a beautiful country. And we have to, I think at times, you know, it's like the wallpaper at home. You get so used to it, you don't see it. And we went down to West Cork. I live in Dublin, but we were from Cork ourselves. And we went on to Kerry. And I've been going to Dingle for many years now. In my 40s, since I was a young lad, I was going out to Dingle and going to Dick Mac's pub and going to the Skellig's Hotel there and just walking around and going out to the Blasket Islands. And it's just, you know, it's called the kingdom for a reason. It's just majestic. It's a beautiful part of the world, you know, and it's Ireland. And I suppose it doesn't matter what's going on in Europe. We have to, I think it's sometimes look a little closer to home, because we do actually live in this. I think it's a bit of a paradise myself. And so we all decided, you know, my eldest teenager now was saying, come on, let's go to Greece or something. And so we all headed off down, and we all felt, what a holiday. The swimming off Zetland Pier in Glengariff, the swimming in Derrynane. Just majestic, the beaches in West Cork and Clonakilty there and Roscarbery.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we do forget we live in a paradise.
Look, the beaches definitely compare with anything, any sort of a beach you'll get in the Mediterranean. The one concern is, though, will you have the weather for it, I suppose? Did you have the weather for it?
We did. We did have the weather, but I suppose it's never guaranteed. Like when you go abroad, I suppose you know you're going to get the sun and all the rest of it. And as Irish novices of the sun, we do worship it a little bit because we don't see it too often. But I go to the Philippines a lot because I have a charity out there, and I brought my daughter to the Philippines with me this year and working out in the Pacific and all that. And she was saying to me as we're swimming in the water, this water is just amazing. The Atlantic is just incredible. Like, you know, it's incredible, a body of water to swim in. Now, it can be a bit cold at times, but it's just, I suppose that holiday just reintroduced me to the, you know, the beauty of Ireland. As we drove around the Ring of Kerry, went over there from West Cork through Glengariff over into Kenmare. We spent Kenmare a couple of nights in Kenmare. I always love Kenmare. What a beautiful town that is. And the people are so friendly there. There's just so much vibrance going on there. It was just a fabulous time, you know.
And you went to Kenmare, you ate in Mulcahy's, you had superstars, you were among celebrities, is that right?
We went to Mulcahy's, I think, on the Tuesday night, and we had Pat Spillane, you know, the Kerry hero there.
Oh my God.
And we had a former member of Westlife, and we had a former Taoiseach sitting down from us. I mean, as I said in the article, where would you get it, boy, you know?
Where would you get it?
In a random restaurant in Kenmare, and the food was fantastic, and the whole experience was just beautiful.
You also went, as you said, you went to Dingle, you went to Roscarbery, you were in West Cork as well. Where do you stand on the expensiveness, not expensiveness, that sort of side of the debate, Richard?
I mean, go to America and see what you mean by expensiveness. But of course, Ireland, Dublin, I live in Dublin, so I'm well used to expensiveness. But I was blown away when we were down in Kenmare. And I got a couple of drinks, and it was less than 15 euro. I was like, what, are you sure? I said, but I bought three drinks. Your mom was like, well, it's not Dublin prices here now, in fairness. So it was a lot cheaper than I was expecting it to be.
Yeah. Did you see many other Irish families when you were traveling?
Yeah, we did. And we were out on the beaches, you know, you'd see beaches were busy. And down in Zetland Pier, you know, I don't know if you're aware of that in Glengariff, it's just the most magnificent pier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my God, yeah, it's magnificent. Amazing. And there was a couple of families together doing a barbecue on the pier, you know. I was thinking, what golden memories for their kids. They're all sitting around, and the dads and moms, you know, and making the barbecue and the sausages and making sausage. I was like, what golden memories for kids. You don't need to go to Greece or France or Spain or whatever. They're all great holidays. But what memories to be with their cousins sitting down having a barbecue like that, you know. And that's the beauty of staying at home.
Yeah, yeah, it certainly is. And look, there's no flying, there's no queuing, there's no worrying about bag sizes. You have all that additional stress-free levels as well.
Exactly. I always say that sometimes the old foreign holidays are more stressful than anything else. It's just taking the whole tour on show, you know, and it's less comfortable. Yeah. It's less familiar. You don't know where you're going. You know, the taxi out from the airport can be astronomically expensive. And, you know, you feel like you're getting ripped off at times. But the old staycation, I think, you know, just come home to your own house and come home to, you know, your friends, and you're meeting your friends and you're touring around Ireland. I just think it's fabulous. Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. It's, you know, hard to beat.
Yeah. Okay, well, Richard, look, thanks for telling us. It's a great column.